To be clear, we are concerned about various social media platforms. Our focus is on Twitter because it is effectively the gateway drug where individuals, usually young people, are first exposed to propaganda and radical content. It is, of course, an enormously successful platform, Twitter, and ubiquitous. In many ways, that success has spurred its misuse by online jihadis. We wrote three letters to Twitter, but the response we've gotten is dismissive to the point of dereliction. Twitter's attitude can be best summarized in a quote provided to Mother Jones magazine by a Twitter official. They said, "One man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter." I want to repeat that. One man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. Of course, this statement is insipid and unserious, particularly in the context of Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and many other extremist groups. Sally Jones epitomizes Twitter's failure to act effectively. Jones, known on Twitter as Hassan al-Britani, is a British ISIS operative. In September, Jones issued a kill list of 100 U.S. servicemen. She was named an SDN, global terrorist, and placed on the United Nations Security Council sanctions list. And yet in October, Jones urged violence on Twitter against Navy SEAL veteran Robert O'Neill and Diller Johnson, a former Army sergeant. If Twitter can beef up its policies as it relates to bullying and harassment of women, why does it show such dismissiveness when it comes to those promoting and glorifying terror? We stand ready to work with Congress, the administration, and any company, including Twitter, in finding the right mix of remedies that effectively attacks this growing problem while protecting our values and liberties. We believe there are clear and immediate changes that all social media companies could make. First, one of the problems we've encountered is that many social media companies place accounts that have been reported into a rolling queue. We believe that by giving CEP, as well as others like the State Department, trusted reporting status and opening a direct line of communication, we can more easily and swiftly identify and remove the most notorious extremists online. Second, our campaign relies in part on our stakeholder audience also reporting accounts. But the reporting process on Twitter and other social media sites is long and cumbersome. Twitter recently started a streamlined reporting process for women to report harassment or stalking, which is great, but reporting a violent extremist still falls into a catch-all category.